There's trouble a-brewin' on Walton's Mountain. Earl said it started when they set up a still in his mother's kitchen at the Walton Mountain Museum. Earl, of course, is Earl Hamner Jr., who created the 1970s television series The Waltons, based on his real-life childhood in Schuyler, Virginia, in the shadow of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Mr. Hamner modeled the character John Boy Walton after himself. But when the Walton Museum Board of Directors fired Earl Hamner's brother James, the inspiration for the brother we know as Jim Bob, well, that was pretty much all she wrote. Earl Hamner Jr. joins us from Los Angeles. What's happened between your family and the Walton Mountain Museum?
I think the problem may have started, as you mentioned, with the fact that we had to force them to take a still out of a kitchen tableau that was inspired by my mother's kitchen. Mm-hmm. And my brother Jim always had to stand in for me and to carry out things that I wanted done. And in so doing, I think he became a pariah with the local folks.
And you didn't want the still in the kitchen because your mother didn't drink.
My mother was a teetotaler. I'm sure that she would turn over in her grave at the idea of a still in the kitchen. But that was one of just several things that came up. And eventually, the Schuyler Community Center, which is the governing board of the museum, fired my brother. And when I found out, I just sent them a note saying that I could no longer stay with the museum because they had injured my brother.
Now, as I understand it, though, the folks at the museum say that they fired your brother from the board because he wrote a job recommendation for a young woman who worked at the museum. She was seeking another job elsewhere, and he used museum stationery to do that. And it turned out the young woman was an embezzler.
Those facts are true. He did write the letter of recommendation on stationery. I believe that was museum stationery, but he had every right to do that since he was the treasurer of the organization. And he did not know at that time that the young woman was embezzling.
Is there any way that you can foresee this situation being resolved amicably, maybe the way an episode of the Waltons might have been resolved after a dramatic peak and then a resolution?
No, there have been too many hurt feelings, and it's unspeakable what has happened.
Earl Hamner Jr. is the creator of the 1970s television series The Waltons. His latest book is titled Good Night, John Boy.
Good night, everybody. I love you.